the Chicago Tribune restaurant critic. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hi, Dean. I'm good.
I'm glad you could join us today. I was talking about Jean-Claude's history here in Chicago. I've talked about the terrible accident. But, you know, if you could talk about, you know, his contribution to the culinary scene in Chicago, obviously elevating French cuisine in Chicago, maybe, you know, more than any other chef in recent history.
Certainly one of the greats. I mean, you think of Jean Blanchet as someone who really elevated the cuisine, and what Jean-Claude was the guardian of the standards of, you know, what made a proper onion tart, and what made he wasn't into the fancy food at all. It was all just the perfect bistro food, exactly the way you want it. The exact, you know, his rabbit over bow tie pasta was a thing of legend. He did of course, you went there for a great chicken. He always had a steak frite, but the tarts especially. The onion tart, which was named after himself, it was the onion tart Jean-Claude, and then the basic same thing turned into his fruit tart desserts were lovely, and it was always one of those places, and it continued with his subsequent restaurants where you could go in and eat affordably.
Yeah, talk about you know, the kinds of things that he presented at La Bouchon, but also at Le Sardine.
Yeah, again, straight. I mean, just a wonderful Lyonnaise salad, just done the way you want it to be. He did that. I mentioned the rabbit and chasseur sauce. He was great with desserts as well. So is his chocolate marquis and dishes like that. Just the definitive, maybe bistro or now bistros from Jean-Claude de Le Bouchon to La Sardine. I can tell you this, because one of the reasons I'm late on the air, I apologize, is that I was just talking to his wife, Suzanne. She said there's going to be an open house memorial at La Sardine Thursday. The restaurant will be closed. It will be open just for well-wishers and whatever to come in noon to 8 o'clock this coming Thursday.
Oh, how nice. I mean, that's really about the most appropriate tribute there could possibly be.
Yeah.
To celebrate his life in a place you know, for which he cared so much.
Mm-hmm. And his son Oliver has been the de facto head chef at Le Bouchon for some years now, and their intent is to, the restaurant is always closed. Both restaurants don't have Sunday hours, but both will be open on Monday. And she said that carrying on the culinary tradition is exactly what Jean-Claude would have wanted them to do. And so they're going to do it, with the exception of Thursday, when everything will shut down for the Open House Memorial.
That's a lovely tribute for Open House this coming Thursday. In this very competitive business, it seems like Jean-Claude was especially respected by other restaurateurs. Is that correct?
Absolutely. When I posted this thing initially on Facebook, the chefs came out of in almost in unison. There were all these comments in place for talking about what he had meant to them from places. Chefs that haven't been in the area in a while, say like Don Yamauchi, and I'm scrolling down right now. Food writers such as Margaret Sheridan, great bartenders like Lynn House. Monroe Anderson has his fingers on the pulse of anything going on in Chicago. All of these people had memories and remembrances of Chef Deborah Sharp, weighed in, John Hogan, writer Pat Daly, Jack Weiss, who owns Coco Pazzo and Coco Pazzo Cafe. It's a significant blow to the community. This Paul Feuerbach of Big Jones said is where he had his first date in Chicago after he moved up here. It's affected a whole lot of people.
I would imagine there's quite a few chefs who were influenced by him, that maybe worked with him for him through the years, have gone on to their own endeavors.
Big person I can think of is John Hogan, who started out at well, he didn't start out there, but he wound up he was working under Jean Joho at Everest, and Joho is a very good friend of Jean Claude, and has been deeply hurt by this. And it was a funny thing about how Jean Claude would tease Mr. Hogan, because he expanded into doing other things. He did a lot of bistro cooking, but then he also now has River Roast out there on LaSalle Street. And Jean Claude would always tease me because he said he should stick to French and only do French.
Yeah, it's a tremendous loss. I don't think it's my imagination that we have lost in rather tragic ways some huge names in the culinary community.
Doesn't it seem that way?
In Chicago the past couple of years, right?
Yes, Trotter died, someone was remarking it was just about the 10th anniversary of Fernand Gutierrez's death at the old Ritz-Carlton dining room, and Jean Blanchet left us, and it's been a tough year or two.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we found out, as Phil found out, talking to Jean-Claude's widow, his wife, there will be an open house for Jean-Claude Poilavie at Le Sardine Restaurant, which is 111 North Carpenter Street. It's part of the West Randolph area. It's just off of Randolph between Halsted and Racine. It'll be this coming Thursday from 12 until 3 o'clock. And,
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, I'm sorry. Yeah, 12 until 8 p.m. Phil, I'm glad you could join us for a little remembrance of one of the greats in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to be able to talk about this.
Phil Vitale, restaurant critic of the Chicago Tribune. We'll take a quick break and continue next on WGN.